approach to life, and a grim determination never to laugh at anything ever again, especially in the presence of Custard. In the role of ruler, then, he had started with the advantage of ignorance. No one had ever told him how to be a king, so he had to find out for himself. He'd sent off for books on the subject. Verence was a great believer in the usefulness of knowledge derived from books. He had formed the unusual opinion that the job of a king is to make the kingdom a better place for everyone to live in. Now he was inspecting a complicated piece of equipment. It had a pair of shafts for a horse, and the rest of it looked like a cart full of windmills. He glanced up and smiled in an absent-minded way.
"Oh, hello," he said. "All back safe, then?"
Magrat began.
"It's a patent crop rotator," said Verence.
He tapped the machine.
"Just arrived from Ankh-Morpork. The wave of the future, you know. I've really been getting interested in agricultural improvement and soil efficiency. We'll really have to get cracking on this new three-field system."
Magrat was caught off balance. "But I think we've only got three fields," she said. "And there isn't much soil in..."
"It's very important to maintain the correct relationships between grains, legumes and roots," said Verence, raising his voice. "Also, I'm seriously considering clover. I should be interested to know what you think." "And I think we should do something about the pigs," Verence shouted. "The Lancre stripe is very hardy, but we could really bring the poundage up by careful cross-breeding with, say, the Stowe saddleback. I'm having a boar sent up. Sean, will you stop blowing that damn trumpet?"
Sean lowered the trumpet.
I'm doing a fanfare, Your Majesty."
"Yes, yes, but you're not supposed to go on. A few brief notes are a sufficiency."
Verence sniffed.
"And something's burning."
"Oh, blow, it's the carrots."
Sean hurried away.
"That's better," said Verence. "Where were we?"
Pigs, I think," said Magrat. "But I really came to..."
"It all comes down to the soil," said Verence. "Get the soil right and everything else follows. Incidentally, I'm arranging the marriage for Midsummer Day. I thought you'd like that."
Magrat's mouth formed an O.
"We could move it, of course, but not too much because of the harvest," said Verence. "I've had some invitations sent out already to the more obvious guests," said Verence. "And I thought it might be a nice idea to have some sort of fair or festival beforehand," said Verence. "I asked Boggies in Ankh-Morpork to send up their best dressmaker with a selection of materials, and one of the maids is about your size, and I think you'll be very pleased with the result,"
said Verence.
"And Mr. Ironfoundson the dwarf came down the mountain specially to make the crown," said Verence. "And my brother and Mr. Vitola's men can't come because they're touring Clatch, apparently, but Huel the playsmith has written a special play for the wedding entertainment. Something even rustics can't muck up, he says," said Verence. "So, that's all settled then?" said Verence.
Finally, Magrat's voice returned from some distant apogee, slightly hoarse.
"Aren't you supposed to ask me?" she demanded. "What? No, actually," said Verence. "No, kings don't ask. I looked it up. I'm the king, you see, and you are, no offence meant, a subject. I don't have to ask."
Magrat's mouth opened for the scream of rage, but at last her brain jolted into operation. "Yes," it said, "of course you can yell at him and sweep away, and he'll probably come after you, very probably. Maybe not that probably, because he might be a nice little man with gentle runny eyes, but he's also a king, and he's been looking things up. But very probably, quite probably. But... do you want to bet the rest of your life? Isn't this what you really wanted anyway? Isn't this what you came here hoping for? Really?" Verence was looking at her with some concern.
"Is it the witching?" he said. "You don't have to give that up entirely, of course. I've got a great respect for witches, and you can be a witch queen, although I think that means you have to wear rather revealing clothes and keep cats and give people poisoned apples. I read that somewhere. The witching's a problem, is it?"
"No," Magrat mumbled. "It's not that. Did you mention a crown?" You've got to have a crowd.